There are two different research questions. And so the first one, I would say, primarily focus on relationships, right? Like what, how can schools, parents and teachers and administrators and students work together to address the dropout crisis? And then the other kind of research and kind of just focus more on the skills. Like what are the kind of skills that are needed for students to be successful? What do CPS students need to leave high school knowing in order to get into college and join the market force? And so that kind of then helped the students create all their questions, survey questions, interview questions, and observation kind of prompts. I think the interesting part is that, it says they came to the conclusions, I think, that a lot of research is saying about the dropout, that it's not like a technical thing, right? It's not about a particular curriculum that needs to be implemented or a specific set hours of the day that students need to be in school, but that it was about relationships and it was about students feeling motivated. And then obviously it was about expectations. What were they expected to do? And then how were schools helping them meet those expectations? You know, of course we want policy change on the CPS level, but it's also a matter of and Voice through the collaborative is working with the High Hopes campaign on pushing forward a rewriting of the school code of conduct to create in there more collaborative processes. So, you know, restorative justice is a part of it, but it's not necessarily. It's more about how do we create processes that take off the list of options, arrest and suspension for lower tier level infractions, and then creating more process-oriented consequences for students and families. So yeah, in that way, you know, we're at, you know, Voice, LSNA's Voice group sits at the table with High Hopes at those CPS meetings.